Welcome to Tailored Topics, where life's complexities are tailored into conversations that empower you.
Welcome back to another week of Tailored Topics, you guys. This week's topic is all about redirection. And redirection is something that I've always had a love-hate relationship with. And I think nowadays I've had more of a hate relationship with it than I think ever before. And so what better time than to talk about this topic? If not for you, then definitely for me, because redirection is a very important thing. I mean, heck, it's literally your entire life is full of redirections. It's full of ebbs and flows. Nothing is going to go the way that you plan it to go, no matter how hard you try. My grandfather has a saying where it's like, you know, you make plans and God smiles. And it's so true. And I'll give you so many different examples of how this has happened in the last few years of my life. But something that I have to keep reminding myself about is, even though I find redirection to kind of be annoying, redirection is the one thing in my life that has given me everything in my life, which is kind of a weird thing to think about, because you would think that if you're being redirected, it's giving you something that you don't want. And that's just not true. And I think as I've gotten older, I've just been more resistant to redirection because I am craving the sense of control. I think that's the main thing that I'm craving, that I feel like redirection doesn't really give me. And I need to learn to embrace that redirection and control are just, they're not a good relationship to have. You have to kind of give up that control. So let me first explain why exactly redirection happens, and then I'll go into a few examples of how it's happened to me, a few bigger ones, just to kind of show you the correlation. So redirection is a reaction of why or of how we get certain things in our life. For example, if you want a new job, you're probably going to lose the other one in some way, shape, or form, whether you quit that job yourself or you get laid off or you get fired. The universe can't give you what you want until other things shuffle around, because you need to make room for those things. So that's why it happens. And a lot of the times we don't have control in the how. And I think that's where my hate relationship comes in with redirection, is I want to control the how. And that's just not something that we can do in order for things to come in. And a lot of the times the how actually kind of needs to be hidden, because if we know how every single thing is going to play out, life's just not interesting at that point. But redirection is a reaction for what you want. You know, ever hear of that that saying where, you know, your new life is going to cost you your old one? That honestly literally applies to like everything that you want to manifest in your life. Seriously. Like if you want a new house, great. You got to break up something somewhere else for you to get it. And I honestly look at redirection sometimes as like a loss. And I think that's another reason why I've had a hate relationship with it over the past few months, is because redirection is not a loss. Redirection is a replacement of something else. You're not losing anything, you're gaining other things. And I think once you break into that mindset of learning the fact that you're not losing, you're only gaining and moving forward, then it won't look like such a hardship. Because I think I was resisting it a lot more, because as you get older, you crave more stability. And with that stability, it's like you crave control. And I feel like they go hand in hand with each other. And it's just not the case. Stability comes with redirection. And that's why I think I've struggled with it so much, is like, I just, you know, I want certain things in my life and I wonder why they're not happening. And the truth is they are. And I just can't focus on the how, because if you focus on the how, you actually put resistance against it, and then it won't happen for you. It's like, what's a good example for this? It's kind of like a force field. It's like any time that you go up against what you want, like what is supposed to be happening for you to get what you want, you're creating this force field, and you are trapping yourself away from what's supposed to be happening for you because you're so resistant to it, if that makes sense. So let me give you a few examples of how redirection has happened for me, because if I look back on it, like I said, I mean, I've gotten everything from redirection. It's the one thing that has given me everything. So for example, I had always wanted to live by myself in New York City. And what happened was, is I had kind of had a fallout with one of my roommates, and I didn't really focus on the how of me living by myself in New York City and having my own apartment, but the universe kind of took it that care of that for me. Had the falling out, the roommate wasn't great. Ended up finding a gem of an apartment on the Upper East Side in New York, and bam, I was able to live by myself at 23 years old. And I didn't think about, oh, can I afford it? You know, is this going to be okay? It's New York City, it's Upper East Side. Like, I didn't think of the how of that. I just said, this is what I wanted, and I went for it. And while it wasn't, you know, the best scenario for the reason why I went to live by myself, it happened, right? Because you can't have one thing without something else kind of going away or being redirected. Another example, I wanted stability during the pandemic. You know, I was laid off from my job. I wasn't happy. I felt like I was working myself to the bone, basically. And so I was introduced to a bank. And so I ended up working at the bank and I got, you know, that stability. If you would have asked me 5 years prior to that, or even like a year prior to that happening, I would have thought you were nuts, because I never in a million years saw myself working at a bank. I mean, I went to fashion school, for God's sakes. I, you know, there's nothing quite so opposite as a fashion student going to work at a bank after graduation. So that happened. And honestly, it was one of the greatest things, because I learned so much and I was happy at that job and I met so many people, and it was a fantastic redirection. Another example of redirection is, I knew I didn't really want to be at the financial institution for that, like for the rest of my life or that long. And I think the minute that I realized that and that I kind of said that to myself, the universe was like, okay, great. So we're going to take it away from you. And so that's when it failed, the bank that inevitably failed. And so it redirected me onto a whole different route. You know, I'm writing, I'm freelancing, I'm doing creative things, making creative endeavors. And I'd probably honestly, if I was really honest with myself, probably would not have made those moves unless that bank failed. So redirection can kind of be a bit of a menace in the way that things happen, because it kind of feels like the rug is being pulled out from under you. And when you look at it, you kind of want to, like, you know, look at spirit or look at the universe and be like, why the heck are you doing this to me? Well, shoot, Taylor, like, I asked for this. I straight up asked for it. If you want something, the universe is going to give it to you, but you have to be careful, because you don't know how they're going to give it to you. I have this friend and she taught me the check method. And the check method, I think I talked about it in one of my other podcasts, where you write down how much money you want on a check as if you're writing a check to yourself, and that's how much money you will get. And she did that. And what happened was, that was her severance money for when she was laid off. She got it down to the penny of how much she wanted. So the universe is funny like that. But you can't control on the how of a situation, because I think the how is, like, not knowing the how sometimes is the beauty of life. Like, you learn so much by not knowing how it's going to play out. And I think that that's something that I need to learn how to embrace a bit more. And it's something we're going to go into. And I think there's two different ways to adjust how you look at redirection. And one is trust and the other is mindset. So trust is actually something I've also had a bit of a harder time with this year. And I think it's because as you go through life and trust gets broken, which has happened to me a lot, the wanting to trust my tolerance for trust goes down. And, you know, that's normal when you're trying to put up barriers or boundaries for yourself, right? Because, you know, you're just trying to protect yourself. But realistically, you know, you're going on that force field again, you're creating that, and you're resisting the change. And I had these tarot cards pulled for me like a couple months ago, and I think it's so true. And I think it really resonates today as well, where I had these, you know, tarot cards pulled for me, and they're like, oh, trust, like, leap and someone will catch you. And, you know, realistically, logically, when you think about doing that, that seems insane because you don't know who's catching you. You don't know where you're going to land. But that's the beauty of it. And it's learning to trust without knowing where that trust is going to end up. But someone taught me this a couple of months ago as well. I was talking to one of my, I guess, spiritual mentors, and she asked me this question, and she goes, well, do you trust yourself? And I'm thinking, yeah, you know, I do trust myself. And she goes, so then what's the problem? She's like, you don't have to trust other people. You just have to trust yourself. Because if you trust yourself, you're going to trust the fact that you're going to put your trust in the right people. And it's kind of like a mind-boggling thing because you're like, oh, shoot. Like, if, yeah, because it's like, if you don't trust, then it means you don't trust yourself. Which is like a catch-22 in a way, right? Because you're like, what the heck? But it's so true because when I trust myself, I know I can get stuff done every time. I know I can make the right connections every time. When I trust myself, I know when certain people are not supposed to be in my life anymore or when I'm supposed to meet other people. Or I trust the process. And I think trusting the process of redirection is such a great thing because things fall into your lap a lot more quickly than if you don't.
And so I think a good example for the trusting thing is the fact that in my career, I love the idea of freelancing and I've always done it and everything. And I feel like when I start to stress out about not having that many clients in the current time period or whatever, I end up not getting any with any of my outreach. But when I end up trusting the process, it's really weird. I end up having people reach out to me, which I had this friend and she's like, she's such a big supporter. And she's like, is that normal? And I'm thinking, I don't know what normal is because honestly, when I think of, again, the control thing of where I'm like, oh, I'm doing all this outreach. I'm doing outreach once a week. Like I'm going to get all these clients because of it. That never happens. It literally happens when I stop outreaching. And then I have people reach out to me. And I think it's because I'm giving myself a break and I'm trusting the process of the fact that, okay, you know, we're doing the things, we know what we want, we're going after it, it's going to happen. And when I let go and I release, that's when things start to fall in my lap. Because the next part of this is mindset. And mindset is everything. If you don't have a good mindset with it and if you don't trust, the redirection just will not happen. You're going to be against that force field for a very long time and you're not going to break it. And mindset, basically mindset puts a magnifying glass on what you're focusing on. So if you're focusing on, you know, how I was focusing on like redirection being a loss, if you are focusing on a loss, then you are going to lose a lot of things. And if you're focusing on the worry or the anxiety of something not happening, then it's not going to happen and your anxiety is going to get worse. And then it's going to affect your body and you're going to get sick. And yeah, that's happened to me too. Like I'll have like out of the blue, like I'll have like, I'll just feel really run down. I don't feel good. And it's because I've put a magnifying glass on the fact that things aren't happening. And so I'm stressing myself out and that's why it's not working. And I used to do that a lot in when I was a teenager, especially. Oh my God, I would be sick all the time. And I wouldn't, and everyone's like, oh my God, like you're catching a bug. I'm like, no, I think I did it to myself because I put all the stress on myself because I was putting a magnifying glass on things that weren't happening for me. So mindset really is everything. And there's this, you know, the social media trends of like, oh, like be delusional, like things happen for you. And, you know, then you have like your logical people and your risk averse people, like, you know, me included sometimes, where it's like, that's crazy. Like, why would you be delusional? Like, that's just like stupid, like stop being childish. And I'm thinking, okay, like you're sitting here and thinking that, and even me sometimes is thinking that, but if you're delusional, like, and you think that all these things are going to happen, you're retraining your mind and you're having a better mindset and things are falling into these people's laps because they believe it. They're trusting the process and they have the mindset that goes with it. Like what a better couple, like you can't tell me there's a better couple out there, better relationship than those two things. And that right there is also literally like the recipe for manifestations. And I'll give you another example for some of those things as well. You know,
I feel like I'm the queen of manifestations when my mindset's in the right place. I think in the past couple of weeks, it hasn't been in the right place. So my little magnifying glass has been on some negative stuff and not positive things. And so I'll start saying things to the universe and be like, oh, like, I want a free cup of coffee today. I don't want to pay for it. I don't know how that's going to happen, but I want a free cup of coffee. Every time I do that, I kid you not, I literally like end up running into like the stand in like in the middle of like central London who's like giving out like free coffee for like a partnership. Or I'll go into a coffee shop and I kid you not, like whatever barista that was new that day ended up making the wrong coffee for somebody else. And then they just have this free coffee and they end up offering it to me. Like that's happened to me so many times. Just like little things, like test it out, play it out. Because when you start like adjusting your mindset in a smaller way, it's going to start training you to have yourself be impacted in a lot of a bigger way. Like when I've changed my mindset on, oh my God, like apartment hunting, you know, I didn't have the best apartments in New York by any means. I think the best apartment I had was when I lived by myself. And that was a complete mind shift change for me because my first ever apartment, I mean, this could be a whole separate episode, was a complete, I mean, mess. That landlord knew what he was doing. He took advantage of me and my roommate at the time, and I didn't know how to handle it. So my mindset, I think, going into like New York City apartments too, was the fact that like, oh, I'm a college student, you know, I've got a very limited budget, like I can't afford all these things. All of my friends have, you know, that your moms and dads are paying their rent for them while they're in college. I didn't have that luxury. And so I limited myself and I put the mindset of what I didn't have. And I think because of that, I ended up giving myself a bad apartment, like not on purpose. Obviously, I didn't know all the things that were going on in that apartment, but I ended up putting a bigger magnifying glass on the mindset of like what I didn't think I could have. And I ended up having like a way less of a good apartment because I ended up putting that negativity in it. Which, yeah, it was my fault. So your mindset is your fault. You have to take responsibility and you have to take ownership of it. And then when I moved to London, obviously I changed that mindset. And I think I'm in the best apartment I've ever been in my life. I didn't think years ago, I didn't think I was able to get like an apartment this nice. Like I'm in a brand new building. Everything is so nice. And I thought maybe I wouldn't get this until I was at least 30 years old. And I'm not breaking the bank doing it either. And so because I put that mindset of I'm definitely going to get a nice place. I deserve it. I know I'm going to have it. I don't know how. I just know that I am and I'm going to work towards it. And look what happened. And so mindset really is everything. And I think when we shift our trust and we shift our mindset, we also have to understand that we need to be open. Because I think sometimes with like mindset and trusting, we're open to certain things, not everything sometimes. And so openness is a huge, huge piece of this pie that really needs to be like hammered down. Because my mom was yelling at me today, and not like in a bad way, but she was yelling at me today because she needed to knock some sense into me, which was great because it happened. And I kept getting like this message that I need to diversify. And she goes, with all due respect, Taylor, you're not diversifying. You're not open. And I would get mad at her because I'm thinking, what do you mean? I'm like going out, meeting all these people, trying to do all these things. And she's like, well, whenever I give a suggestion to you, like you shoot it down. And she's not wrong. She's not wrong because I started to kind of have that door half open. Like, for example, you know, I've always wanted to go into like real estate in some way, but I have a specific way of why, like where, like how I want to go into it. And she's like, that right there. She goes, you're not open to the other possibilities of how you could get into it. She's like, you literally are like, the door is half opened. You have this direct route and you're not allowing yourself to like dive off the path. And right there, like that makes sense. It's like I'm closing the door on everything that's supposed to be, that could be happening for how I get there because I'm focusing on the how, I'm focusing on the path. And that I think is why, you know, if things aren't happening for me, that's definitely a factor. So I think the last part of this would be, how do you know if you're not really being open to redirection, right? Because I think I started to real, I didn't really know that I wasn't as open to redirection because, like I said before, like I'm really good at manifesting. And I feel like lately I've had that block of like not being able to manifest certain things. And it's because I wasn't following the trust mindset and open like checklist. And how you know that it's not happening is you start to overthink and then you start to have anxiety and then things start to kind of ball up and snowball and your mind starts to kind of go down, negativity starts to spur up. And overthinking equals anxiety, and anxiety is basically it's your mind basically giving more power to an event and thinking that like you can't handle that event. They're overestimating what's going to happen and underestimating how you're going to handle that event. And once you know that, you're like, shoot, my mind's going against me. Why would they do that? So that I think is one big way that you would know if you're not as open to redirection is because you're kind of like you're resisting that change basically. Like you're overthinking things. You have anxiety to things. You're not open to it. And you also think that you can't handle it. I think that's another thing too. It's like if you can't handle something, you're going to put that force field up. Or if you think you don't want something, like let's say you would apply to a job and you say to the universe, okay, but I don't really want it. Okay, well then you're not getting it. Like instantly, like you put that energy out there. It's like, okay, fine, not getting it then. Or if you don't know if you want something, then you're probably not going to get it because you're putting that energy on pause. Like you're telling the universe, I don't know. And so the universe is hesitating with you. You have to be specific in what you want. You just can't be specific in how you get it. Because that right there, I mean, again, redirection has to work. So I'd love to know how redirection has impacted you. I'm sure you guys probably have some wild stories, and I'm sure I will have some wild ones in the next few months as well, because I'm fully opening my mind back up to redirection now that I know that I've kind of limited myself and I've kind of shut the door on it. Thank you so much for listening to everything. I think my next topic will definitely be around overthinking and anxiety, because I think a bigger light needs to be shed on that. And I can't wait to see you in another week/episode of Tailored Topics. Thanks, guys.